Dialing Ethan Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th & Walton. The 8th & Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
You read the description on this podcast, so I am not going to waste your time. My name is Jared Davis. I'm glad that you're here on the 8th & Walton conference call. And this is reality. OTIF, on time in full, the big deadline is August. We are under 2 months away. I hope your company is prepared. I hope that you're ready for the new guidelines. But if you're not, and if you're still not sure how this is going to impact you, how it's going to impact the way you do business, this is the right show, and after you listen to it, I hope you pass it along to a friend. Let me give you a little taste of what's coming up on our big OTIF show. First of all, I'm going to talk to our old buddy Joel Graham. Joel's been on the show many times here from 8th & Walton. We have new information, some clarification on the OTIF guidelines that you're going to want to know and you're going to want to share with your company if you're not aware already. So we're going to go talk to Joel in a few minutes. Emma, get the little microphone ready. I know you love it when I go running around the office. We'll go talk to Joel. And then I'm very excited. Coming up a little later in the broadcast, we have Colby Beland from CaseStack. Colby was there at the very beginning when Walmart first announced, at the time, the must-arrive-by date enhancements. And as it evolved into on time in full, Colby and his partners at CaseStack, they have been there working with suppliers, hosting conferences, trying to get everybody up to speed on how to prepare for OTIF and help them with their processes. Colby's got some great insight. So we've got Joel, we've got Colby, we've got some headlines, and please stick around because we're going to be talking OTIF on this entire podcast. And really, like I said, I don't want to waste any time. Is Mr. Joel out there? Okay, I'm going to run out to Joel's desk, and we're going to talk to him. It's going to take me a minute. You know what, Em? I'm being a little too serious today. Do we have one of those little fun OTIF songs that we could play while I do the walk? Did they record a new one? Let me hear a little bit of it. Oh. Okay. I'm going to run out and find Joel. Hang on just a second. I'll be right back. Enjoy this. All right, check 1, 2. Emma, are we on? Fantastic. As promised, I am here with my friend Joel Graham, Director of Client Services for 8th & Walton. Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast, sir.
Thanks, Jared.
I'll tell you what, before we get into some of the new surprises, I want to talk about OTIF. And just in case anyone's been working in a cave for the last couple of months, we keep talking about this August deadline. Now, for on time in full, what physically happens in August?
The implementation of the first set of fines, really. Or the first accountability would be a better way to say it, right? Because we kind of want to avoid the focus on the fines and focus on how what to do to just not create a fine in the first place, right? But Walmart just announced some new communication through a video, and they've clarified a couple of things. One of those would be that they will only hold a supplier accountable monetarily to the cases that they were responsible for. So if you delivered in partial, you might be held accountable for those unless it was because of a Walmart issue, if you collect. Then they've also talked about the blended, if you're a blended supplier with transportation with FTL, full truckload, and less than full truckload, they'll use those percentages of the blend to produce a score and a fine. So that's been some good clarification. We had previously heard that, or thought we heard that, the fines would be against the full invoice. And while that may still be true if you're early or late, the clarification is now, of those cases that were not delivered, the fine will occur. And so that's what we understand today. I'm hoping to see even more clarification about that. So we kind of put a little disclaimer on that and say we can only talk about what we think we know today, right, or what we read about. And then the third one is, if your score happens to be under the metric But Walmart has pulled that score down due to their performance issues, maybe on the collect side, really. Then the supplier won't be held accountable for the non-performance, even if they had some of the performance issues themselves. Let's say they had 2%, Walmart had 70% of the issues. Because Walmart had so much of the issue, they will not hold the supplier accountable because they just simply can't move the needle, right, without Walmart's help. So those have been some good clarifications, and that's some things that we've heard that will be maybe implemented in August.
Okay, so that's some of the new things coming out, and I want to talk about 8th and Walton's on-time in full classes here in just a second. But if anyone has gone to our website recently, they've seen some information about the OTIF and GRS conferences that you guys are doing. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, those are really exciting. We just kind of had a brainstorm on that. OTIF and GRS fit really well together, and typically the person that is interested in GRS definitely needs to know about OTIF. Now, the other way around, just about everyone in their company needs to know about OTIF. And we've had 9 people from the same company go to the same class. We've also conducted customs with those folks. But if you're a transportation manager or an operations manager, which you need to know about OTIF, you may not necessarily need to know about GRS. But definitely if you're a replenishment person, you need to know both. But that conference in New York and Chicago and L.A. is the first that we've done. And we'll be able to educate a large group of suppliers in 2 days on both of those topics.
So that's the conference. And then for anyone interested in the OTIF class, one thing I want to point out is we're talking about the OTIF deadline in August. That's not a deadline for class. We're here to support the suppliers through transition and then well into 2018. How does our class schedule and webinars look right now?
Well, it's our best class. I mean, we pretty much sell out every week. OTIF is the hottest subject out there right now. We try to not cram too many into a class, but we are also now offering a simulcast. So we're now offering a classroom where we can have, you know, maybe 12 people live and maybe 6 or 7 people on a webinar. And so it's a multi thing, right? And there's a benefit to that because in a webinar without the live class, webinars tend to be a little bit more dry. It's a little bit more difficult to communicate back and forth with. But with the webinar and the live class, the folks watching the live class from their laptop get the benefit of the class discussion. So it's really worked out really well.
You're working with these suppliers in classes every week. What seems to be one of the biggest questions that they come in with?
Well, there's so many questions, but what you really see is they come in with pessimism, and they come in with concerns about how to avoid or dispute the fines. And what we try to do is we try to turn that around and ask them to maybe come away at the end of the class with an optimistic point of view. They're now been given one of the most fantastic tools that I've ever seen in the supply chain, maybe even within Retail Inc., to be able to see all this data that you couldn't previously see. Even internally, you couldn't see all this data that the scorecard supplies. So we'd like for them to, maybe if they come into the classroom, you know, the one word is consequences or fines or something not necessarily an optimistic word, that they leave the class with an enlightened point of view on it.
And if anyone is interested in the classes and the webinars, upcoming conferences, they can just go to 8thandwalton.com and check out the whole schedule. Anything else we need to know on OTIF over the next couple of months, Joel?
Well, I would just say, you know, just go to our website, check out the conferences. If you attend both days, there's a reduced price. If you have multiple people on your team that want to go, give us a call. We'll talk to you about a team price.
As always, thank you so much for being here, Joel.
Thank you.
Is your team ready for Walmart's new on-time in-full guidelines? It's not too late to get prepared. 8th and Walton's OTIF class is your first step to optimizing your supply chain performance and execution. When your team goes through the OTIF class, you'll learn Walmart's expectations for on-time in-full shipments, how OTIF relates to MABD, how to pull and navigate your OTIF scorecard, how to prevent fines, how to build an OTIF action plan for your company. Once you learn how to use the OTIF scorecard, checklist, and action plan, you're on your way to meeting Walmart's OTIF goals. Classes are happening near you now. Visit AthanWalton.com for more details and to sign up.
As I mentioned before, we're talking about On Time In Full, and on the podcast for the very first time, Colby Belan from K-Stack. Great to have you here, Colby.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, you were there when OTIF guidelines were very first announced, and you've been working in the supplier community to try and get people up to speed ever since. From the time that the announcement first came out to what you've seen in the last couple of months, how's the climate changed?
That's a good question. The interesting thing is when OTI was first announced, everybody didn't believe it was possible. And that was the general attitude that we kept seeing from suppliers. Walmart can't execute this. And as they continue to see the information that's available to them through Retail Link and their scorecard and the conversations that they continue to have with their replenishment team and buyers, I think everybody's come to the stark realization that OTIF is here, it's real, and they better get ready for August because they're going to be subjected to a penalty potentially in August.
We always talk about OTIF helping to get products on the shelf, but I love how you took an even deeper dive talking about the flow through the distribution centers. Can you tell us how OTIF is going to affect or improve that flow through the DCs?
Sure. Walmart is not investing any more money in their regional distribution network. They've publicly announced that for quite some time now. The investment that Walmart is making is more on the e-commerce side. So to still offer the assortment that they want in the store, they have to be able to get more product through the distribution network. So last year, they went to a labeling requirement change for majority of suppliers. People didn't understand why or what the additional expense was about, but the package labeling change last year was to make OTIF possible. As you mentioned, OTIF is a flow initiative. So the whole idea is for the product to basically arrive at the DC and not be warehoused. They want it to flow through cross-dock, whatever you really want to call it. But in essence, they're turning their 42 RDCs into cross-dock facilities where the product will go straight from the distribution center to the store.
Right now in the supplier community, what is the biggest misconception about OTIF?
I think the biggest misconception is it's not real. I mean, we still see a majority of suppliers that don't even know what OTIF stands for. They haven't heard the term. They still believe that supply chain reliability exists. So just the education of supply chain reliability is gone. It no longer exists. OTIF is the new initiative that Walmart is going to execute. You no longer have 4 days. You now have 1 day, and it's no longer at 90%. It's now at 95%. And you no longer have 13 weeks that you're measured on. You're measured on a monthly basis, on a 4 or 5 week period, depending upon the month. And there are no exceptions. So OTIF is significantly different than the supply chain reliability program.
And for suppliers that are still in a little bit of panic mode, what's the biggest benefit that we're going to see from OTIF?
Well, the biggest benefit is it goes back to the terminology that we've all been hearing for the last 2 years, and that's OSA, on-shelf availability. The whole goal of OTIF is to improve the flow to ensure that the product is on the shelf when the consumer comes to buy it. So at the end of the day, as long as Walmart executes OTIF and the suppliers are able to execute OTIF successfully together, then the product's going to be on the shelf when the consumer comes. And if the product's on the shelf when the consumer comes, the suppliers get more sales, Walmart gets more sales, and it's a win-win for everyone.
I know you've been helping out the supplier community. If I want to learn more, if I want to attend one of the meetings, where can I go to learn and find out?
Send an email to consolidation@kstack.com.
All right, Colby, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me here today.
Hey, suppliers. Do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news. You can get your retail questions answered fast with 8th and Walton Chat. Just log on to 8thandwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
We're back on the 8th and Walton conference call. Up to this point, a lot to chew on as far as OTIF is concerned. I hope you found something valuable and we appreciate you tuning in with us. You know what? Before we close out the podcast, how about we look at a couple of fun headlines? First of all, let's check in with what's happening with Amazon versus Walmart. Amazon made a move recently when they opened up 2 grocery pickup kiosks in Seattle. This is part of Amazon's latest move into the $800 billion grocery market, trying to compete directly with Walmart and other grocers that have found a lot of success with grocery pickup. The Amazon Fresh pickup spots let their shoppers buy groceries online, then pick them up in as little as 15 minutes instead of having them delivered to their homes. Here's the thing. This service right now is open just to Amazon Prime members. We'll keep monitoring this and see if they expand their little fresh pickups. Now, sticking with that grocery theme, it looks like there actually is a future for organic. The Organic Trade Commission just finished its annual industry survey, and here's the big news. The organic sector stayed on its upward trajectory in 2016, gaining new market share as consumers across the United States ate and used more organic products than ever before. Organic food now accounts for more than 5%, actually 5.3% of total food sales in the country, which is another significant first for organic. The survey also says that organic is creating jobs. More than 60% of all organic businesses with more than 5 employees reported an increase of full-time employment during 2016 and said they do plan to continue boosting their full-time work staff in 2017. So great news for organic. And finally, mark your calendar for the year 2025. Listen to everything that's going to be happening at Walmart in 2025. Kathleen McLaughlin, who's Senior Vice President and Chief Sustainability Officer for Walmart, announced that Walmart is committing to reducing emissions by 18% by 2025 in operations. Also, and you know, if you've been around shareholders preparing for it, or depending on when you're listening to the podcast coming out of it, you heard the theme that Walmart has vowed to be the world's most trusted retailer by 2025. Also, it was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania last November that Doug McMillon announced that, number one, Walmart would achieve zero waste to landfill in key markets by 2025, but they would also provide a clear path for career advancement to associates in 2025. And then, this is all just fascinating to me. So I went out and Googled Walmart 2025, and they showed a couple of more, too. Walmart has also set a goal to power half of its energy needs from renewable sources by 2025, and Walmart vowed to transition to a 100% cage-free egg supply chain by 2025. That is a great list of goals. I'm glad there's a year we can keep our eye on. 2025 is going to be exciting. Emma, I think we need to start writing a song now. We'll get to work on that. You get to work on having a fantastic week. This is Jared Davis reminding you, don't burn any bridges. Oh, and don't hit reply all. People hate that.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of Ethan Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at ethanwalton.com. Ethan Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliate. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that Ethan Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.